Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 484. So we're talking about the test midos, the nine negative midos of one is not to be with his wife or wife with a husband when you have these nine midos that we talked about in the last two shiurim. In addition to those nine midos, Masechtas Kala adds another trait together with the nine midos, Bnei Yeshena, children of sleepiness. If the husband or wife is very sleepy at the time of the act. And the reasoning is the same, because when one is mamash sleeping, it prevents a person from achieving the true unity. The way the Ramban puts it in Igros HaKadosh Perek Vav, V'alti boyaloi, so don't be with her v'yishen, and she's sleeping, v'dei she'ein kavanas shneim achtos. Their kavana is not one. They machshafta muskemes al machshaftecha. Her thoughts are not aligned with yours. You're wide awake, and you're with her, and she's practically sleeping. If she is sleeping, or extremely, like, totally dozing, but he knows that she's willing to be with him, they need to slowly awaken together, to show she's more alert and awake, and talk to her till you're at the point where you are interacting, and then you're together. What's very, very important to know is, if you're going to go take this to an extreme, then you'll never have relations in many cases. And again, you'll drift apart. One of the both of them are prone to be quite exhausted. And if you want the marital life to continue, you need to continue that consistency. So to wait till one's fully rested is not realistic. And it is okay to engage in relations when you're tired or not at your best, and you just acknowledge with each other, hey, you know, we're both tired, we're doing this more, you know, slowly, or just, you know, in a more low-key type of way, because one or both are tired, or even exhausted, but they want to stick to the plan of being together. Rav Ignamel used to talk about this a lot, because of whatever reason, yia masha yia, you don't deviate from the regular hanhaga of the home, of the regular oina that they both agreed upon in a normal way, and the regular mikveh going, and so on and so forth. You continue no matter what. And if there's a tkufa, we're not talking about someone who has the flu with 103 fever. You know, a mensch is a mensch. You have to be a mensch. If someone's not well, they're not well. But I'm talking about the overall draining and tiredness, or both of them are that way, very fatigued and worn out. But the warning out of either one or both of them, they still have to really work on continuing being together. But the concept, though, is that even if they are that tired, there has to be an alertness. Can't be when they're really totally out of it, where they're totally asleep or like three quarters asleep. There has to be a certain awareness despite the tiredness. There's a fascinating Gemara that it says that Yidin are Kaddosh, and they don't engage in mitzvahs Oina during the day. But then the Gemara suggests that Chazal mentions the house of Munvaz in a favorable way. Does Gemara need the Yidzayin of an Aleph? And one of the behaviors there that they're praising is that they engage in mitzvahs Oina during the day. And the Gemara says one of the reasons why they were praised for being Noyeg mitzvahs Oina by day is because at night there's a risk of being overcome by sleep. That is a fascinating gesoid of that. And we're going to talk later, that doesn't mean like a tchila, one should avoid having tashmish by day. But this concept of being alert, you see from here the importance of it. Rashi explains that if you're totally asleep, that there's no taiva there at all. And then it's really, there's a distance. If she senses that he's engaged in that act with her while she's like totally asleep or three quarters asleep and out of it, then it's not a real connection here, and it creates a distance even. Okay, he goes into that. We're not going to get too much into that point, but the key is when there is, ideally, in Oina, there should be a strong desire towards one another. And when there is, when they're three quarters asleep, then there isn't. And that is very important. Now, but attaining to Ayna Vaidei, we're not going to really talk about it now, but you could ask a Rav if you have struggle staying focused by night. You can talk to a Dayan who understands these issues well, and they understand the complexity of it. And very often they will give you a heter to have relations by day, whether on vacation and they want to spend time by day, and they ask a Shaila that way. I think it was brought down. I think Rav Kahan mentioned it, others. And again, you could ask if you want to ask. Where a wife says she's too exhausted by night and she's more alert towards the end of the night, but the end of the night, it may already be after sunrise, especially in the summertime. There's places to be makel, or even that is the ideal. So you ask a Shaila with all these things. You know the halacha. Ideally, you're not supposed to really engage in by day. There's a heter bebayis alpha when it's dark. But use the fifth Shulchan Aruch, or use the actual Shulchan Aruch, or ask a Shaila. And one should ask a Shaila if you see that it is an issue. If you see that one or both have difficulty being engaged fully with each other in Ayna by night because both of them are too exhausted, too sleepy, or in a drowsy state often, and especially if they want to conceive and they want to be alert and so on and so forth, whatever the reasons are, it is very important to ask the Shaila and allow the heter to be, and that heter could sometimes be a liket chila. The heter could be sometimes liket chila. Benegia, the sleeping, some Rishonim hold that lamaisa the isser is only if they're mamish sleeping. And if they're very tired, and even if they're drowsy, like misnamnim, it's mutter menadin to be together. It seems like some Rishonim hold this way. I'm not going to paskin. And Khan hears this, he could be mavar the actual halachas of this. I'm just bringing it down, not to paskin, but just to be moidia. So b'diavad, certainly people are samech on this inyan, on if you're really drowsy and misnamnim. The isser gomer is when the mamish sleeping, they're out of it completely, and you're taking advantage, and you just want to fill your lust, and you're just being with her, just to release, and she's like totally out. That is what the Isser Mamish is, and that really is completely wrong. In the worst case scenario, or whatever it is, and you and your wife make a big, work it out with each other, if he's very aroused and she's sleeping, and again, you have to use your fifth Shulchan Aruch, but if a wife is understanding, so even if you do wake her up, you go over to her, you wake her up, you wait, you talk to her, you be warm to her, and you wait till she's in a state of awareness before being together. You don't be with her when she's out or like an extremely drowsy state. You wait till she wakes up and is alert enough to communicate and to feel the warm words of love and so on and so forth. So that is very, very important. Some, even those, Alpi Kabbalah, they say you wait till after Chatzais. And again, you ask a Shaila. For those that are makbid with this, many Paiskim and Gedolim will be miyayitz, no. In the case where you'll be too sleepy or too drowsy, or it's not good, it's the issue with conceiving at that time, whatever the reasons are, then they would tell you, don't keep that Kabbalah protocol and have the relations before Chatzais. The Meiri says that, generally speaking, even though it's us, this is the Meiri over there in Nida, and I think Yud Zayin, that even though it's usher for a person to be mishamish mitosid, except by night, generally speaking, but if mitzat teva, they're very tired and it's not possible to appease her that time, or her nature is she gets extremely tired and she's not willing unless it's by daytime when she's alert, then he says mutter loy l'shamish mitosai. It's mutter by day, b'yoyim by day, but behetzna, right? B'tznius, bayis ofel. Why? K'dei shiye b'yoysav b'ritzoi. The bia should be with a willingness, or v'chiva, and with a love. So again, if one doesn't want to rely on the me'iri alone, and wants to ask the shayla, but you're mechiv to ask the shayla. Don't hold back from having relations because you're both tired at night and it goes on the wayside because by yom you were told it's usser and by night you're too tired. You ask the shayla and say, ideally, very often, we are up to it by day, and let the Rav decide and work with you on it. This is why you have Rabbanim. They're not just there to say you're not allowed to do something. They're there also to tell you that in certain situations, you're allowed to do something, and in some cases, you are mechuyev to do something. You know, like we saw from the Stipler's letters himself, when he saw certain matzavim, you know, even though a couple is erlich and they want to regulate the oinah to particular amounts of time during the weekend, they don't want to chalila fall into taivis, they'll think they're too animalistic, but in certain cases, the Stipler said they should be together very, very often, depending on the matzav. Don't decide on your own. Have an understanding Rav that knows how to paskin and understands your matzav hachayim to allow him to paskin for you. And if he gives you that leeway, it's not a bidi evad, then it's a liket chala. If your wife needs the daytime because that's when she's alert and that's the only time and it could be worked out, and the Rav says do this, bais ofel gives you the guidelines to do it, then that's when it's done. So that is a very important yesod as well. Because ideas like the Peliyayitz brings down. The Gedar Gadol is Lachshav Machshavas Tahirei Sheyidaita Tzelula by Seperek. His mind should be clear. And it means that her mind should be clear too. V'lo Yimatum to Mashina, not to be overly drowsy. He Liboy Bal Imoy, because then his heart is not with him. And that is really a key. And that's the shikl that a person needs to make. In many situations, based on their schedules, sometimes the husband doesn't have to work till later in the day, and whatever the case may be, you ask the shayla, and you do your best to be ma'achid with each other, and to make this area in either the best possible way for the both of them. It needs to be done with a passion, with a love, with a full feeling, with a strong desire. As the Reishis Chachma says in Shara Hava, Ois Mem Dalad, in the new Maduris, Obacharu Basher Chafatzti. It says, I will choose what I desire. What does Bashe Chafatzdi mean? Rashi says, Do Zivig de Matronisa, meaning the Zivig of a person all towards one unified whole. The key being is that relations, entire desire of a person, his heart and all his organs are there for that one purpose. That's the Kavana of that Zaya that the Reishis Chachma is quoting. And he says, even more. It sounds very strong. Dogile arayis. When there's a sadness or gloom, it borders on a gile arayis. Obviously not in a literal sense. But that is really the idea. So therefore the idea is to make sure that we come to this mitzvah with an affection for our spouse, with a desire for our spouse. And you could add other menhagim if you want on top of that. You know, the chatzais things, the other things, whatever it is. But the key is the affection and desire. And now in this year, we're learning also the alertness needs to be there. The alertness needs to be there. So again, just to give an overall aside with this, with the sleepiness aspect of it is, again, you cannot just cancel life in this area because you're both tired or even exhausted. Because if you start to drift away, then it creates tremendous problems. You have to somehow hold on to being together in the normal Aina schedules that you both agree upon, you know, mutually and work it through. And despite it being it hard, you stick to it, even though it is hard. But again, but you have to be careful not to be over on this B'nai Shina aspect, which again, halachically, seems to be when your mom is sleeping. But regardless, let's say there is drowsiness there, to make sure that there is enough talking with one another and foreplay to a degree where there's a warmness and where there is a clear alertness there. Even though there's a tiredness and, you know, soon I really need to go to sleep. Like very often, sometimes you would have a couple as in a mushel when they're both alert and they both have time on their hands. And when they have foreplay and they're with each other and it's a longer extended time and they're able to do that, that's beautiful. But if, let's say, they know they really should be together and they really want to and they feel it's a commitment to be together, but they're both very tired, one of them or the both of them, they work out with each other, we'll do an abridged version of it, you know, a shorter amount of time before, a short amount of time afterwards, because we're both very tired. But you hold on to it and you have the alertness as best as you could. That's also good. The key is, though, that's the idea behind it. Even with tiredness, and even with exhaustion, even with whatever it is, you do your best that at least during that time when you're together and preparing a little bit before, that there is a degree as best as possible of love, of affection, and of a certain desire and affection. That could happen even amidst being tired. Even amidst being mamish, like worn out, you still could have that level of connectivity of we want to be together. Halavai, we should both be rested in Mitzvah Hashem, be together in a more rested way. And then you could be together even though you're both tired. The key really here is the mental awareness to the degree of where there's love and affection and alertness of understanding what you're doing as you're connecting with one another. Bracha v'atzlacha.